This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. Have we got Joe? Okay. That's good to know. Because it is time for 1911 University with Professor Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. As we always do. And this is a very special one. And I think we're going to work backwards from what I said we were going to do today, Joe, if that's okay. Simply because now I can't contain myself, all right?
That's fine.
Yeah. So today, I got notified yesterday by Joe that the Working Man Gun Fat Body Compact was going to get shipped yesterday. And it arrived today. I found out it was there 5 minutes after I talked to you earlier today.
Really?
Yep.
Cool.
It was there before one, as far as I can tell. So, off I go and get it, and I actually had a couple of other guns from a couple of other places there, but the one I was concentrating on was serial number 2 of this particular pistol. You're only going to make 10 of these this year.
No, we're going to do somewhere between 20 and 25 of them.
I completely understand why you would do that, because this is quite nice. Quite nice in a very utilitarian way. This one showed up. I mean, if you can hear it. Now, you guys were cracking shots on this with the optic on it at 200 yards, weren't you?
Yep, it was a 20-inch gong, 200 yards, well, a little under 200 yards, like 185, 190 yards. 200 is for all intents and purposes.
Right.
And we were holding about, I don't know, I was probably holding 2.5 feet, maybe 3 above the gong, and ringing the 20-inch gong at that distance.
And this is a commander-sized barrel?
Yes.
And is that due to the chamber's customary barrel to slide fit? Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think it has to do with the barrel fit, the extractor. There's a whole litany of things. Eric built a great gun in that one. The guys do a great job all the way across the board. But that gun was very accurate. I shot a B8 at 25, and I think just off the cuff, I shot like a 99.6 or something.
Wow. The other thing about this, now, for those of you, which there's probably a lot of you, and I'm telling you this just simply because of how cool it is. Most of the time when you buy a gun, you couldn't tell anybody what you've got in the gun, because they don't tell you when you buy the gun what's in the gun. When you buy a Chambers custom gun, You have a complete and total list made out to you, with words of encouragement and hoping you enjoy this pistol and all this other stuff. The guy that built it, Eric, does he pronounce his name Mercer or Mercier?
Mercer.
Mercer. Eric Mercer. That guy. Well, first of all, both of Joe's gun builders and I we all have the same barber, which I think is very cool.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty
much. I think
his name is Dick with a B.
Eric and Brandon, they both are members of the Bald Headed Guys Society, just like I am. But
you know, here's an interesting thing about Brandon.
Yes.
Brandon shaves his head with a straight razor.
Yeah, that's like, interesting.
Yeah, serious, legit. I'm like, how do you even do that? I would scalp myself.
I've had that done once before. I went to a barber and had them do it just so I could say that they had done it. But most of the time, I'm just using the Gillette Track 3 or whatever they call that. The Gillette, I can't remember what razor. It's the one with the funky angle on the blade. I'm pretty basic when it comes to that. Because I've tried the other stuff, and you can't believe how much you bleed when you do a nick on your head. It's just like being shot
with
an anti-aircraft gun.
Terrible.
But, having said that, Mr. Mercer has built a masterpiece here. I really like some of the pieces, like the slide stop, the safety, the grip safety, the pins. Those are all polished. And the rest of the gun is matte black. And it's a really nice offset. And then on some of the edges, he did a polishing on that that is very... I'm going to have to get it really close and light that really good just so it will show. Haven't shot it yet. Got the sights forward in front of the Holosun 507C, which I thought was a 407C for some stupid reason when I first saw it. And it's got my familial name engraved underneath the extractor. Joe sent me a text earlier today. Hope you like the gun. If you don't like the gun, sell it and get your wife something nice. It was like, do you know who Stephen Wright is, that comedian who just talks in a monotone? I just imagine that text in a monotone.
That's pretty much right.
Yeah, so I just imagine that text in a monotone. Then when I sent him a text and let him know that I had gotten, he's like, so will you be keeping it then? Or something like that. Or when I told him I wouldn't be selling it, he's like, oh, so you'll be keeping it then. That's good. Or something. I don't remember. Now, one thing, when they told me they were hitting 200-yard targets with this pistol, with this 9mm pistol with a Commander Link barrel, first thing I thought was, wow, is this above the pale for a Chambers custom pistol to be doing that? Because that's a, you know, 600-foot target you're hitting at. And no, that isn't. This is not special, is it? This is something you guys do.
Yeah, I like to get out and stretch the limits a little bit. And so... It's not uncommon for me to, during the testing process, look at Eric and say, hey, let's go over here and shoot the gong. And he knows what that means. That means we're going to go over to the containers that we have here that measure off the distance to the gongs and shoot. Now, this time was a little different because things have grown up just a little bit, and we haven't chopped the bushes this winter yet. And so I had to shoot a hole through the bushes before I could... start shooting the gong, but no big deal. We made it happen.
Got to make it happen. That's just the way it is, isn't it? That's just the way it is. So, you know, I'm very impressed. I'm going to take it. I've got this indoor range I'm going to go to this weekend because I'm meeting somebody else there to do something entirely different along the way, but I'm going to take this with me, and that'll be the first shots going down range, which means it'll be fun. It's just not going to be the most fun until I get to the outdoor range, but... it'll be a few days before I get to shoot it, but I fully expect, and I want to talk about all the things that happened with this gun as far as when you build it and everything else and the magazines and all the other stuff, just so people can understand what to expect. You can find Joe at ChambersCustom.com. You can find him on Facebook. They're getting very active out there doing quite a few things. As a matter of fact, they've been found by the trolls now. You know you made it big, Joe, when the trolls find you. Last night we were having some fun with a troll or two, but you know, that's all beside the point. And this is worth whatever you think goes into one of these. It's worth it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And Joe just pointed this out again. Just to reiterate, the NRA annual meeting is canceled. And Joe and I are going to talk about why it has been canceled later on the show. Not so much because, you know, I get why it's canceled. Some of the stuff that's happening already sort of made it to where they couldn't do it any other way. But you weren't going anywhere. Where? You were going to go do the symposium.
Yeah, I was going to be in Texas, which hopefully that's still on, but we'll see. You know, just depends.
Well, I hope it's still on because, you know, some of these guys need some of that Chambers, that Chambers insight. But let's talk about this pistol. Now, is this pistol, what came with this pistol, besides the extra magazines that I bought from you, what came with this pistol, is that pistol, not pistol, with this pistol, is that indicative of the way you send out every gun when it's time for the owner to get it?
Yeah, the only exception is, you know, we put a 507C on there for you because I didn't know if you had one laying around or not, and I was like, whatever, just put one on there and let you have it because you need it on the gun. But yeah, all the guns come with two mags with, you know, a nice carrying case that you can carry the gun and the mags in, patch, you know, a couple stickers, the letters, you know, the one letter outlined specs, and then the second letter I like to do just a personal letter to each client, you know, letting them know that we appreciate them and, you know, outline a couple of maintenance and care things for the gun. But, yeah, that's how they come. Each one of them, you know, if Eric builds it, then it has his signature on the letter with mine. If Brandon builds it, it has his stamp on it with mine now because he's remote. But, yeah, that's how we're doing them all.
Well, the reason I ask that is because that's definitely a premium touch. Now, with these guns, when you send this letter with everything that you put into them, all the parts and everything, do you retain a copy of that for yourself so that if they have to send the gun back to you for some sort of service, you know exactly what you're dealing with?
Oh, absolutely. And what's more is, you know, I use Moleskin notebooks. The guys use the Sentinel Concepts notebooks, but we keep notebooks, and in the notebooks, there's a page in the notebook for each gun that we build. And on that page, it includes what the trigger was like, you know, any, you know, little idiosyncrasies about the gun, how much barrel fit it had, what kind of extractor tension it had, all those little things. Basically, it's the written blueprint of the gun.
Right.
So that if you call me and you say, hey, Joe, you know, I got 8,000 rounds through the gun and this is going on with it or whatever, I can look at the notebook and I can go, okay, could be this, could be that, probably nothing. Maybe have you cleaned it? No. Well, you probably should start with that, you know, and go through the whole deal. It helps. And it also helps us track long term. Okay, this part that we were using 3 years ago is still a good part. Let's continue using it for now. This part that we were using 5 years ago, we've seen a couple of issues over time. They wear out faster or whatever. Let's stop using those and find a better alternative to that part. So it helps me track those kinds of issues as well.
That is that's a piece of quality control that most people probably don't actually employ, isn't it? I mean, with most of these manufacturers, which, you know, I'm using that term loosely because you're not a manufacturer. You actually are building a very nice custom gun. But the ones that are actually putting out full guns, most of the time they don't really know what they're putting out until it becomes an issue, right?
I don't know about that personally, but I know that, you know, when you're buying parts in bulk and you're shooting for the low, you know, a low bottom line, it's easy to go, these parts work, let's roll with that.
Right.
And we take a very different approach, a very evaluative approach, because I don't want to, I can't afford to have everybody sending their guns back because the sear broke or because, you know, the recoil rod broke. And we went through a time period a few years back where I had 5 recoil rods break within a year. All of them came from the same manufacturer out of the same batch. And, you know, it cost me a lot of money because it's about $300 round trip to ship the gun to me. Then I have to spend time replacing the recoil rod with something else. Then I have to ship it back. And, you know, finally, I mean, as soon as I had 2 or 3 of them that broke, I was like, okay, we're not using these anymore, and we switched to a different recoil rod. But I had a number of them out there at that point in time that I had to deal with. And so what I ended up doing was contacting the clients that had those recoil rods in their guns and saying, hey, let me send you a replacement take the one that's in the gun, throw it in the trash can, and put this one in it. And that saved me a lot of money, and it saved the clientele a lot of frustration because they didn't have a gun that broke on them.
That's always easier to do that, isn't it? You probably do that about as fast as is humanly possible would be my guess. Now, I got to ask, let me ask you this question, because I've never asked you this question before, because with Joe, like, I'll be like, Joe, send me some patches. Joe, send me some stickers. You know, I've got these hard cases I put the stickers on, but the patches, I like the patches, and I've got the CC logo patch. But tell me about the mustard container patch, because every picture that Eric sent me of the gun had a picture of that mustard. There was actually the physical mustard container in every picture he sent me along the progress of this gun. What's the significance at Chambers of this mustard?
Well, when I first started my shop, I was looking for a container that would hold a liquid substance that we use on the bench a lot that we could seal up at night. And I couldn't find one suitable. The ones that I had used at Marvel Shop were no longer made, and so I was looking for something that would be a substitute for that. And I couldn't find anything. And one day, I like mustard. I eat mustard on my sandwich every day.
Sure.
And so, in particular, one particular brand. And so I had finished a bottle of mustard, and I was getting ready to throw the jar away, and I was like, huh, this would work perfect for what I need it for. So I cleaned it out, took it to the shop, filled it up, and, you know, it still sits on my bench to this day.
Yeah.
And over the years, you know, when I would take random pictures of guns in process on the bench, the mustard bottle would just be in the background. I never thought much of it. And one day, one of my clients on a forum made the comment that he had gotten his gun and this, that, and the other, and mustard matters. And
Gotcha. We're about to run out of time. I'm going to tell you what I thought that was when we get back. ChambersCustom.com is where you go if you want to look at these. So I've got serial number 2, and he says he's going to make 23 more. You might want to look at that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is not happy with China's response to the coronavirus outbreak.
Could have been stopped. Could have been stopped pretty easily if everybody had known about it a number of months before people started reading about it.
A coronavirus stimulus package is being introduced in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky put forward the measure that would provide direct cash payments to the American people.
Senate Republicans want to put cash in the hands of the American people. No tangled Washington process with 1,000 cooks in the kitchen. No piles of forms for laid-off workers or busy families to fill out.
Folks earning $75,000 or less in 2018 would get $1,200, while couples filing jointly would get double that. Each child per household would net an additional $500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, and this is 1911 University. Not so much university today, so much as sort of me celebrating the fact that I have an example here of a Chambers custom gun that has my name on it, literally. And I knew, now with these types of engravings, and of course the professor here is Joe Chambers, with these types of engravings, is it the same as mine where I need to just be mindful and keep the engraving a little touch of oil on that all the time to keep it from rusting?
No, most of the time we have them engraved and then blue them first.
Right.
But I thought it would be a nice touch.
I like the way it reflects.
Yeah, leave it in the white.
Yeah. I really like that. It's worth the look. That's no trouble at all to keep that look. For those who don't know, my forebear was brought over here by the British to fight in the Revolutionary War. His name was Frede, V-R-E-D-E. He was a German Hessian. Although he was not a Hessian with a whole lot of conviction. So as soon as he got here and he sobered up, because I think they got him when he was drunk or something, he sobered up and looked around and said, "Well, this is a much nicer place, but I'm not fighting these guys. I don't even know who they are." And he took off and headed towards Virginia and then later North Carolina. And we became Anglo-Saxonized when somebody said, "Frady, huh? F-R-A-D-Y. So that's how that started. And now that's on this pistol here. And this will be one of the things. I can't even be buried with it because I'm going to be cremated. I would not have this gun burned. The whole thing with the mustard, though, I thought that this was a symbolic thing. No gun leaves here unless it can cut the mustard or something. I thought it was, telling a message.
That's what it has become.
Yeah.
Basically is, our motto, if you will, is, does it cut the mustard? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. It's ready to go. If it doesn't cut the mustard, then no, it's not ready to go.
Stays with you.
And the guys, if you ask them, they would tell you that I am wildly anal retentive about looking over the guns repeatedly before they're blued and after they're blued. And there's been more than one time where I've been, after the gun's blued, I'll look at Eric and go, "Yep, you're going to have to redo this, this, and this," and then re-blew it. And he's just like, "Seriously?" And I go, "Yeah, seriously. Would you want that on your gun?" "Well, no." "Well, then we should have caught that beforehand." And Now, that doesn't happen very often now because he's gotten really, really good. But, you know, everybody has a little hiccup when they first start.
Is Eric listening tonight, you think?
Probably not. I don't know. He might be.
Well, let him listen to the replay. Eric, you rock, son. Let me tell you something. He rocks. I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. When you told me it was going to be one of your guys, I was like, can they be good, as good as the master? But, my presumption is, yes, they with you overseeing them, they do a splendid job. And, I mean, yeah. I've been trying to call our guy Carl for 2 days, and he's not answering, so... I'm still waiting to go get shark skin. I was hoping to do that tomorrow, but we'll do it when it's time to do it. But the experience, do you, like, if you have a client that's like, hey, I'm really eager to get this gun, do you send him pictures of the, like you were doing me and showing me the parts and all the other stuff? And, I mean, the painstaking way they did it, like, my slide started out life as a government-linked slide, and they whittled it down to a commander length.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of in-process photos directly to the client simply because of time.
Right.
You know, I'll shoot a few pictures here and there, and they'll get posted up online, or I'll text them to a client once in a while. But to be honest with you, I have time to do one of two things: take pictures of guns being built, or build guns.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, like your gun, for example, Eric took some pictures of it before we shipped it, but he took pictures of it and posted it up. I didn't know he even posted pictures of it up until later that evening when I got on the grams and saw it, and it dawned on me that I didn't get any pictures of it myself. I was like, crap.
So, oh, well, this is going to be a very photographed and videoed gun. Trust me on that there, Hollis. It definitely is. We're coming up on, we got about a few minutes here, but when we get back, I want to talk about this coronavirus thing and how you think it's beginning to impact the industry to a degree.
Yeah.
So I'm beginning to get a little, and I'll tell you what bugs me about it is, you know, we've already had 20,000 people die this year from the flu. And we got people running around right now buying all the toilet paper. I saw Eric posted something about the toilet paper. Some people, some health professionals are thinking that they're confusing the coronavirus with the norovirus, which caused a lot of diarrhea and would dehydrate a lot. And that's how bad the fears ginned up. They don't even know what they're buying this stuff for. However, I did hijack a load of toilet paper earlier today, and if you need any, let me know.
I live in a house with three females. You think I am short on a toilet paper?
I hope not, but I'm just saying. That's what it's going to come to. It's sort of silly and everything else. It's sort of, but on the other hand, even though they did this canceling of the NRA annual meeting, this leaves a lot of money out there that people are going to spend to go to NRA, and now they could use some of that and get them a Chambers gun now, couldn't they?
Exactly.
So, got to find that silver lining out there, people, when you're looking at this kind of stuff. And let me tell you, the whole process and everything along the way and everything, the development, I mean... When I was envisioning the gun, I asked Joe to build one this way. You weren't even building guns like this at the time, were you?
No.
So were you going to build that, and I just happened to coincidentally ask you to do it, or how did that work out?
Yeah, I had that in the back of my mind. I had pretty well planned once we had gotten the Knife Fighters built and out there, I was going to release the Fat WMG. And I had already ordered the frames for it at that time because I knew that there would be some demand for it based on the number of people who had told me, hey, I didn't get a Knife Fighter, what can I do? So, you know, I'm glad that it worked out. And I think there's three or four left on this year's build list. And if they sell, great. If they don't, well, Eric still has plenty of work.
So when I was talking about that there's 23 left, there's actually three or four left?
Yeah. Yeah, there's like three or four, I think Heidi said, left that haven't been spoken for of the 25 we plan to build this year.
Yeah, well, the other 24 people that get one of these guns besides myself are going to be some very lucky people. And they're going to be very pleased people. But I think that, you know, after having handled the Night Fighter, I can now tell you that when I pick up a Chambers gun, I think I could tell a Chambers gun by running the slide blindfolded.
Yeah, that is one of the things that we pride ourselves on is the feel of the guns.
Yeah.
And I've had on the single stack guns, there are even more ways that people comment, you know, oh, this is different, that's different, the way we do the trigger guard and all of that. But the feel, the action of the gun, the trigger pull, just the way it sounds is really a unique experience. It has a lot to do with how the slide to frame fit is done, how the barrel fit is done. It's a very unique experience.
To check this kind of stuff out, to see the stuff that he builds, some of the stuff he's built in the past, some of the stuff that he's building now, he's on Instagram, he's on Facebook, and ChambersCustom.com is the website. If you had a trip that was just canceled, take and consider buying that one gun of a lifetime. Of course, it won't work out to be one, because once you buy one of Joe's guns, it becomes a habit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. qualify today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This is the 1911 University with Joe Chambers, which I have to admit hasn't been very much of a university because I've been too busy gushing over this pistol. And for that, I apologize. But when I get the maestro in front of me and he's the one that orchestrated this, well, I just got to talk a little bit. Now, for you out in Nebraska, how severe is the coronavirus impact in Nebraska?
Well, you know, they brought 10 patients to the UNMC Medical Center early on, back in mid-February, critical patients, where they put them in containment units so they could try to save their lives. The impact is really based on people being stupid. For example, we had a woman who traveled back from the UK a week or so ago. She was sick. She was tested positive for coronavirus, and she decided to go to a basketball game where there were about 500 other people, a high school basketball game. And subsequently, the entire town of Fremont has been put on self-isolation. That's the seventh largest city in the state, with 28,000 people roughly, you know, because they're concerned about the spread, the community spread of it.
Sure.
You know, Tad told me today when he went home yesterday, everything was pretty fine. Today, when he went to pick up his son from school, all the grocery stores were packed. Costco was packed. The pharmacies were packed. Everybody's buying everything, you know, in anticipation that they're going to be, you know, that somebody's going to lock down a city of 250,000 people. And I don't think that's going to happen. You know, I mean, the whole idea of buying enough toilet paper to last you a decade is kind of silly to me. But
wrong virus, too. I mean, it's...
yeah, I mean, we're not talking about the flu here. We're not talking about dysentery. We're talking about, you know, a cold that can maybe cause pneumonia. And one of the things that I think is interesting that nobody's talking about and nobody brings up is the average age of those who have deceased is 81 years old.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there was a 22-year-old that died from the disease. Okay, so when you look at that, you go, well, if there's a 21-year-old or 22-year-old that died, which is very unfortunate. Any loss of life from a disease like this is very unfortunate. Make myself very clear on that. I'm not making light of people passing away from this.
Right.
But if you have one 22-year-old that dies and the average age is 81, how many people older than 81 have died to correlate that 22-year-old being in the average? A lot. Like, almost everyone. And so, you know, I think the media has certainly hyped this. The Dow is tanked. The NASDAQ is tanked. The S&P 500 is tanked. And everybody's on a hysteria about what could happen. And the reality of it is, will people get sick? Yes. Will people die? Probably. Are you healthy? Yes. Should you wash your hands anyway? Yes. You know, should you keep ample supply of things at home just in case of you get sick and you can't go out? Sure. Do you need to go to Costco and buy an entire pallet of toilet paper? No. You know, do you need to go to Walmart and buy pallets of green beans, corn, and mixed vegetables? No. It's not necessary. You know, I mean, if you don't have enough food in your house to last you a couple of weeks, then you're not adulting properly, in my opinion.
Right.
Is it potentially scary? Sure, but we don't know enough to know what we don't know yet.
Let me give you a little context. You know, people die in the United States 7,000 times a day.
Right.
We have 2.5 million people that die every year, and these are people that these are not natural causes. 60% of them are going to die due to heart disease and cancer.
Right.
And then after that, like right now this year already, they've had 20,000 people die due to flu.
Yeah, just since January 1st.
Just since January 1st. So
that's not the entire flu season.
Yeah.
The entire flu season for this go around, the CDC estimates as many as 52,000 people have died.
Yep.
And that's what I posted about yesterday. That's 2,500 people a week.
Yep.
Have died of the flu.
So for whatever reason, this time around, I mean, you remember in 2010 when we had the swine flu thing, it was much deeper penetrating. It killed more people. More people in the United States were hit with it. And this happened, but nobody got out there and told, you know, nobody said that Barack Obama was tanking the stock market.
No.
Nobody said that Barack Obama caused it.
No, and I think, you know, not to be a political pundit by any means, but
sure.
I think if you look at the election situation coming up, you have somebody running on the Democratic side who is, you know, who will likely get the nomination, who is, I think, fairly obviously out of his ever-loving mind, running against somebody who has taken the stock market to nearly 30,000, has created more jobs than anyone in the history of the presidency. You know, and I didn't vote for Trump initially. I voted third party. But I'm behind the guy now because he's done some good things for the country. He's done some good things for small business owners, for families. You know, and the overall wealth of this nation has increased, not just monetarily, but viscerally. You know, we feel prouder about our nation. And there's a lot to be said for that. So I'm not saying that, you know, the Democrats are blowing this into more than it should be, but the media certainly has. Without a doubt, in my opinion, the media has blown this up. You know, and could it be terrible? Yes. You know, mortality rate of 3%, they're saying, possibly. You know, that's way higher than the flu. But does it bring means of panic? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, with coronavirus, though, the thing about coronavirus, there's a lot of people that have had it that didn't know they had it.
Yeah,
and they've come through it.
You can be totally asymptomatic.
Yeah.
You know, where you don't even have any symptoms. You don't even know you have it.
And that means that the percentage of mortality goes down every time. And we don't really know what that is, simply because what makes this, it's easier to catch, but it's, for most people, unless you're, you know, 81 years old and have bad lungs and, you know, some other features about your health that are bad, a compromised immune system, it's an amplified cold.
Well, and we're handling it very poorly. I got a message from a client today who's a doctor, whose daughter is an intern. She's becoming a doctor. at a local hospital in Ohio. And they were sent coronavirus testing kits by the CDC. And today the CDC sent them a message and said, oh, those testing kits are no good. Don't use those. Why did you send them? Again, we're so early in the process that we don't know what we don't know. And so instead of just being cool, being calm, going, hey, wash your hands. If you're sick, stay home. Don't be around people. Don't go to old folks' homes, et cetera. We're going, oh, my God, the sky is falling. The sky is not falling. It's still blue. There's still stars coming out every night. Relax. Take a breath. Wash your hands. If you're sick, stay home.
The sky is still blue, and I've got serial number 000002.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. For me, the sky is very, very blue. We didn't get to talk about the symposium, but we will do that again next week, and hopefully the symposium will come off. It should come off, because I would imagine that's more of a controlled environment. And it's not an epicenter, right? It's sort of out there. So before we run out of time, ChambersCustom.com. Find him on Instagram. Find him on Facebook. Go check out all the stuff they do out there. And go check out the guns. And for all of you that were planning on going to NRA and now you've got a gigantic pile of money sitting there where you thought you were going to do this or do that with it, I would seriously consider going to Chambers Custom right now. That's what I would. That would be my advice. And trust me, I speak from experience now. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, sir, for having me. And have a wonderful evening with your guns.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be quite cuddly. Back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, please, if you would, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.